This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. As our nation puts people to work, digging us out of the economic hole we're in, commentator Andre Kadrescu notes not everyone will be out breaking a sweat.
I will be happy to see every American become a construction worker and a solar panel installer. I mean, I will be happy to watch them do that, because every American who won't put on a hard hat will have to do something easier and funnier, like art. The best art flourishes during two kinds of civic situations. One, when everybody's at work and the artist is asleep. And two, when everybody's depressed and there is a general depression and a whole lot of free time. I've seen four decades of art making in America. In 1968, there was art everywhere. And there was new music, new poetry, and lots of love. There was also a recession and a stupid war started by pudgy-faced white men. Then came the 70s, and there was a lot less art because there was a lot more police. There was also a lot less imagination going around because artists were being fished off the streets by the agents of God, who descended to earth in a mind-boggling variety of forms and drafted America's youth for non-profit religious scams. Then came the 80s, thank goodness, and art expanded again in a multi-hued explosion of expletive music and street action driven by raw rage and extreme amusement. That's when new bohemias sprouted like fleas on dogs in every city. There was also a recovery and a gentler police and a general makeover of the American image from snarling bully to smiling prosperity engine. The smiles got so wide in the 90s, artists joined the general hallelujah chorus and quit making art with everything they had, preferring instead to produce precious saleable objects to contribute to the general aesthetic health of the self-satisfied Mac Mansion. When all that ended, artists started remembering again what they were for, which is to not be like anything else, because they have a job making everything else both more interesting and more real. So it's art time in America again, because everybody's broke. And if everybody gets a hard hat, we should get one too, to dodge, hopefully, what the citizens will be hurling at us.
Poet Andre Kadrescu.